Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. Optimus 2, Tesla, presents some interesting explanations on predictive behavior as they announced that they use reinforcement learning to enable Optimus 2 to perform tasks on a trial and error approach to learning to improve behavior over time. So what reinforcement learning is it's a neural net, and you give the neural net a set of rewards and penalties for a goal that it's trying to achieve. So if it's perform a particular task, like maybe picking up a piece of wood, so that might be the particular task. And so the neural net learns conditionally, either through the penalties, whether or not the action is going to give a reward or a penalty. Reinforcement learning is a type of machine learning where an agent learns to make decisions and take actions in an environment to maximize a reward signal. The agent interacts with the environment, receives feedback in the form of rewards or penalties. Optimus 2 uses reinforcement learning, and here's it involves the following steps. Clearly define the task or the task that Optimus 2 needs to perform. This includes actions, goals, and objectives. Create a simulated environment or provide access to real-world data where Optimus 2 can interact and learn. So Tesla said that they were sending out different people to the job sites to gather data. And I believe what they're doing is they're looking at the environment, they're bringing the data back, and they're running it through simulations on their supercomputer to train the neural net, and then they will take that training and download that into Optimus, and so Optimus should be able to perform specific tasks in its environment. Define a reward system. Design a reward system that provides positive rewards when Optimus 2 performs the desired actions and achieves specific goals. The reward system should incentivize behaviors that lead to successful task completion. Training loop. The training loop involves the following steps. Optimus 2 selects an action based on its current state and policy. The policy can be set on predefined rules or learning function that maps states to actions. So again, once you get to state machinery, you have a discrete machine. So these actions can have a very predictable outcome. I think Optimus 2 will be very successful in terms of performing tasks that require human-like dexterity and repetitious movement. So they're going to repeat the state over and over. And there's no reason why Optimus 2, given more CPU and more memory, could not process through thousands of different states or even millions of different states downloaded from the supercomputer into its storage, so it could be moving from one cell of the company to another performing tasks. Iterative learning. Optimus 2 repeats the training loop multiple times, gradually improving its policy through trial and error. And I think that's one of the interesting things. If it can learn in a decentralized way and then upload its learning to the central computer, then the central computer could learn the particular goals and tasks and then feed that to other robots if sharing of that knowledge is permitted. So the key thing of the human beings in the loop would be to oversee the goals and tasks and make sure that none of those goals and tasks are harmful, so you don't have Skynet. Reinforcement learning allows Optimus 2 to adapt and learn from experience enable it to perform tasks more effectively over time. The approach could be particularly useful in complex dynamic environments where traditional rule-based programming may be challenging or impractical. Some of the applications of reinforcement learning could include autonomous navigation, obstacle avoidance in robotics, natural language processing, dialogue generation for conversation, optimal resource allocation, decision making in various domains, adaptive control systems for optimizing energy consumption or process efficiency. In summary, by utilizing reinforcement learning, optimists can learn from experience, improve decision making, perform tasks more effectively in a given environment.